are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Can you hear all the ancestors calling? Drink some water for the young and some food for the old. Nobody knows what your body knows except the hyper soul. Every movement that we make tips another domino. We pray for conscious steps on this journey, always in the flow. With a healthy heart and mind, mysteries of space and time. Always making time to rhyme, riddle, rhythm, rock and ride. Soundtracks to all our lives, it's the symphony of life. We all heard it once or twice, twice as nice, beans and rice. Blessings for the plants and lanes, animals and fellow men. Piercing through the holograms with flaming arrow javelins. All across the continents, we pray for safe traveling. Please bless our hands with new skills and fresh talents. We aim for the betterment, intelligent enlightenment for all of our relatives in this world and next tense. So grateful to wake up this morning. Can you hear all the ancestors calling? Drink some water for the young and some food for the old. Nobody knows what your body knows except the hyper soul.
What's up, people? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I want to thank you, brother. Chances are good. How we doing today? You just tuned in to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. People, we have a wonderful show loaded up for you guys today. Inspiring people, inspiring energies, light-seated, bright. It's like the moonlight shining down from the stars. Can't see that too far. Because it's in the studio. I'm just messing around. What's going on, people? I would like to introduce Mary O.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing great. Now, first and foremost, Mary O, if you haven't heard about her before, we got designer, stylist, entrepreneur, owner. MVT is a fashion boutique gallery based in East Hollywood. MVT's team is a collective of LA artists, stylists, and designers. Right?
Right.
MVT carries a one-of-a-kind selection of items that range from the 1920s designs all the way to today, right? Beyond rare vintage from world-renowned designers, we also sell apparel, art, jewelry from modern artists in Los Angeles, right? So it's this whole, it's not only a store, Mary, we were talking about this earlier, it's not only a store, it's a movement, it's a passion, it's a wave, and it's coming on strong, and people can feel it. We're definitely going to get a little bit more into that. I would like to also invite Diana into the studio with us today. How you doing, sister?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Never better. As we all know, Diana is a vibration station. She's definitely one of the sisters in our family over here at LA Talk Radio. Owner of Mibrations. Oh my goodness, you've heard us talking about this before. If you care about your skin, you got to check this stuff out. Mibrations, Mibrations.com. Just got to throw that in there for my girl D.
Yay, thank you so much.
So, what's up, Mary? First and foremost, the most important thing before anything is, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Like in this moment, you're feeling good?
Yeah, I'm excited. I never done radio before. This is my first time, so I'm excited. I'm nervous a little bit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's a catch 22 that you're on the radio feeling nervous, talking about how you're nervous, because that just means that you're not nervous, right?
I guess. You know what I mean?
So, but this is what we're going to talk about, right? We're going to let the people know what you've done, not only for your community, but for this planet, for the people on this planet. You really have started a movement that nobody else has been willing to do. That's why we brought you on the show. You're awesome. Your energy is amazing. I wish that we had cameras in the studio so we could just soak in how awesome these people are.
Thank you.
Mary, you, like, your style is beyond cool. You know what I mean? Like, you're so tight. Like I said, I wish we had cameras. You guys would look at her and be like, damn, that is the dopest chick I've ever seen. Like,
oh, dude,
no, for real, you're awesome. So tell us a little bit more about, first of all, what is MVT?
MVT, it stands for Modern Vintage Today.
Okay.
So it's a collective of, basically it's a collective of everything that I love.
Okay.
Which is art, fashion, and furniture.
That's awesome. I love that. Yes.
So, you know, it's a store where we sell, like I said, clothing, art, fashion, I mean, art and furniture. But where we get the, like, modern and vintage side is that we take vintage pieces and we kind of modernize them. We don't do that to everything. We do keep some things original, but we like to just take a vintage, amazing piece and restore it to something new and modern. So that's basically what we do there. A lot of people like to call it, like, the Neo Factory.
That's awesome.
Because it's like, I mean, without the drugs, though.
Yes, yes, that's, absolutely.
You know, I think it is. It is. You know, we're working on our first short film. And
that's awesome.
Actually, you know what?
What's that based off of?
Well, our brand is Will Work for Clothes.
Okay.
And so that's the name.
Will Work for Clothes. That's cool.
That's the name of the film is Will Work for Clothes.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, we're working on that right now. So like I said, it's just, you know, a space to be creative, but we happen to sell clothes and furniture and art there as well.
Yes. And that's a super powerful thing. That's what I really want to milk is that whole idea of allowing, like, it's not, see, you come into Los Angeles, right? You pretty much go anywhere, like, you know, anywhere that's, like, modernized and has, like, you know, stores and blah, blah, you know,
right.
And, like, it's all about, you know, selling the product. It's all about, you know, put it in your face, buy this, you know, and then the store's telling you how you're not going to be complete until you buy their product. You know what I mean? With you, this is why I love you, right? This is why I love everything that you guys are doing, because with you, it's the opposite.
Right.
You're like, I love you no matter what. But you're gonna dig this.
You can
walk into any of these other stores and they're gonna try to sell you something. You walk into my store, we're gonna embrace who you are and make something that's gonna fit you. And that is what is special about what you're doing. You are the alchemist for the whole self, for the true self, and you just, like, you pull that out of the of other people. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
You
inspire that.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
It's true. It's true. That's the whole vibe that you guys are giving out. So, Mary, I want to talk about where you've been recognized before. You were talking about you've traveled, you've done some traveling, you've been on the cover of a magazine, you've been doing a few things.
You've been
letting the people know what's
we,
up.
We've been in Vogue Japan, I believe, 3 times.
Wow.
We were on the cover of Moscow News for fashion and art. I recently traveled to Chicago to do an interior design job.
That's
so
awesome.
We do interior design as well. I think that's even more than fashion. I think I love more is interior design.
That's
now,
awesome.
At least. Maybe before it was fashion, but now I'm like, I don't know.
You got to change it up.
Yeah.
You got to change it up.
So
that's cool. That's awesome. There's definitely, there's definitely a fire about coming into a place and, like, completely bringing the energy up, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's,
I think, like, for me, what it was when I started MVT, I started, like, all off my own money. I didn't have any loans or investors or whatever.
That's awesome.
So it was like, I had to be, like, so creative with how to design the place, because my thinking from the beginning was I want to design something so visually stimulating that you cannot help but come in when you see this place. Yes. You cannot walk past without coming in. Yes. So I had to be creative with how to draw these people in. And I think that that was the best part of not having the monetary funds that I did need. Right. It forced my creativity to a whole nother level. So I think that was like, that's like one of the coolest parts of interior design, is just being creative with budget or things like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've never thought about that.
Well, that's one thing that I kind of fear. I feel like when I get all the money that my heart desires and success, that I'm going to lose some of my creativity, because that's where it comes from. It comes from not having, you know, and of material, lack of material, and being creative with the process. So that's like, I think that's one of the best parts.
Mary, you're extremely wise, right?
Oh, thank you.
No, it's true. It's true, because most people in today's society would, you know, look at what you have, right? If they were to have what you have, you know, you got your own store, you're trying to make this whole movement, you're just following your dreams. But, you know, a lot of it is based off of, yeah, I got my store now, when's all the money coming? Like, you know, a lot of this is all like, you know, when can we open another one?
You know,
it's like, that's extremely wise, because Mary, I feel like, you know, that's part of, I feel like that's part of the reason why people don't manifest little do they know. We're talking about vibration and frequency, and like, you know, you have your own subconscious thoughts and that, like, and I feel like maybe that's why a lot of people don't consciously manifest all the money that they think that they want, because I'm you know, like, it's so easy. Imagine that, like, okay, here's like, you know, what would you do? Here's like $10 million. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm just not waking up today. You know, like, so I mean, that's a really wonderful perspective to have. Yeah, I bless you. Yes, what is that word? I do bless you, but I'm.
I don't know.
That's awesome. I cherish that within you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's say that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Mary, what's like the, right? What's the goal, right? What's the fundamental? I mean, you're making waves. You're letting people know what's going on. You're making the right moves. You're meeting the right people. You're doing the right things. You're getting broadcasted and, like, you know, blasted out in the right places. Vogue, that's awesome. Like, what's the movement, you know?
Okay. What's the movement and what's the goal? I think that might be two different answers. But,
okay, awesome.
The movement is just, I think when, in 2008, okay, I come from an insurance background, so I was very...
That's awesome. Yes.
I was very aware of, like, when everyone lost their job, everyone needed to get insurance. So I remember this happened in 08. This is when everyone was losing their jobs like crazy. And so I think in 08, people found out that even if you have a job, that nothing was secure, nothing was stable. So what they did was they went back to things that they loved and things that they knew, which was like creative, like people, tons of jewelry businesses opened up, eyeglass designs, and just design stuff. So I feel like the movement is just people coming back to doing what they love to do.
Yes.
And making a living off of what you love to do.
Yes.
And so that's what the movement is about. And so it's a bunch of artists who come and just, I don't know, congregate at MVT. And we come up with all kinds of amazing ideas and things that we would like to do and things that we can do with the resources that we have. So that's pretty much what the movement is. It's just artists, you know, getting back to being who they are and knowing that they can make a living at what they love to do. And the goal is eventually that, for me, is where I can get to a place where everyone who is part of the movement is now living a happy and comfortable life off their art.
Yes.
The goal is for me to get to a place where I no longer have to be in my store every day, and I can travel, you know, to Egypt for cotton. You know, I want to design it and buy fabrics from all over the world. I love exotic designs and fabrics. So that for me ultimately is what I would like to do, is just travel the world and maybe be a inspirational speaker for the things that I've been through, to sacrifice for what I want. I think that would be ultimately my goal.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's super powerful. I love you, Mary. You're awesome. For real. You have that. You have such a powerful energy. You're definitely, we're so blessed to have the people that we do gravitating to us, man.
Definitely.
So, what was the... So you're sorry, Diana.
No,
what up, D?
Hey.
We've just been having our thing. We've, you know.
No, I'm excited because I'm listening, but I just want to share that as the observer. You know, Mary O, as you can just listen to her vision and her movement, and she's one that's been really progressive in her business and with the people around her and her projects. Let me just say, her ideas. Wow, they don't even, you gotta like be there. And we, you know, Mary and I, we talk about it. We're like, dude, people are sleeping on it. You know what I mean? Like, wake up, yo. Yeah. That's the movement on a, you know, a little bit more deeper level.
For
and
sure.
Right? You know? And so it relates. But I just wanted to say that, yo, like her parties, her, talk about those projects, please, Mary.
Well,
like, you've
done
so much.
I do, once a month, I do a night shopping event. Which
okay,
they're all theme parties. So each of them have different themes. So like the last one was I rock my sunglasses at night shopping.
Yes,
I just do
That's
stuff
awesome.
That I love to do that is like normally unacceptable, and I just try to make it acceptable. I bring you into my world. So
yes.
And we
speaking
we
put, of world real quick, you get people from all over the world. Like you, I've been there just chilling, hanging out. But I'm a buyer. Listen, I buy too. You know, I'm just her friend. You know, and listen, her clients come from Philadelphia, like Chicago, New York.
That's
right. Like, go on, and the list goes on. Japan, like I'm a big fan of Japanese people, and I got the privilege to like hanging out with like top notch quality people because that's what she attracts. Another thing, you know,
absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, we do that. We do what other things do we do? I always have like artists like showcase. Like I meet so many amazing different people with the store.
Yes.
And so I meet a lot of artists, and so like sometimes I like to showcase them. So we might have like a showcase of like different singers and tap dancers and fire dancers. I mean, I know all kinds of people, so all kinds
Mary
of stuff.
Mary, yo, we gotta hang out. Yo.
So, yeah.
That's really tight.
You gotta be on point with your game, though, Davey. See, that's the thing, brother. You gotta be championship. You know, that's another thing. She's looking to hire and expand. And, you know, just so you know, MBT, like, it is of quality. You gotta be your utmost best, you know, and you're gonna notice that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally. You know, it's no matter what I've realized, like, no matter what aspect you're coming from, no matter what avenue you're taking, it all is based around like showing people how awesome they already are. It's all based around just like reminding people, like it's all in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
All in you. Something that we it's going to be a very brief segment. Something that we like to remind people of on the vibration station is that there's two yous all the time, constantly. There's like the you that you can touch, the flesh, blood, and bony you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the you that is in you, that has always been you, that will always be you. This is the eternal you, right? Essentially, you know, like the idea is that energy can never
destroy.
Exactly.
Right.
Created or cremated, it is only transferred, right?
Right?
So therefore I am an infinite eternal energy, as are you, as is Diana, as is the molecular structure that creates this microphone that I'm talking on. So whatever, we're not going to get into that. The point is
science.
The point is, because of these two yous, right? There's like this one you, the one you, the ego, flesh, blood, and bony you. You are always, that is the perspective that you are coming from, right? So
right.
So how much of the wholeness of you are letting in,
mm-hmm.
is. Like how much of actually you are being, you know what I mean? So like what okay, come on, Dave, what like Mary O's doing is like, is what I'm saying making sense? How there's two
yes,
U's
yes.
And okay, there's like, it's like this infinite pool of awesome energy that represents you, but depending on your thoughts, that's how much of this stream of this pool you're letting in, you. And the more of the pool you let in, the more you know who you are.
Right.
And the more you know of everything, everyone, everywhere, right?
Right.
So like Mary, what Mary O is doing, what Diana's doing,
what you're
is
doing
is like what of course, what
yes.
we're all what these high vibers are coming together and doing. Mary O, I love you. This is awesome. You remind people, Mary. You let people open up that stream, that pool of that energy that I'm talking about, that eternal pool of energy that is always in them. You
right.
you let them open that core.
I think they see a person like me, and I'm very honest about like the things that I go through with trying to maintain this business and you know that. So I think what I do is I give them a hope that they could do it too.
Yes.
You know, and that's basically what I do is I give them like, if she can do it, I can do it, you know, and they can.
Absolutely.
You could do whatever you want to do, you know.
You
so
can.
I think that that's the best part too, is the fact to give inspiration, people that you never maybe even met before, people to just follow you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, that tell you how much of an inspiration you are to them. I think that that's the best part ultimately.
That really is. That really is. It's like there's no feeling like starting something and creating something, having a vision that starts in your head.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
I just love it. I think that's for me is the best part as well. It's just that you know, every idea starts in your brain, and then to see it come to life and be tangible as you saw it in your brain
yes.
is the best part of it all, because so many times we see things in our brain, and when we do it, it does not come out how we envisioned it.
It doesn't.
When you are able to execute something perfectly as you saw it in your brain, is the best part.
Yes.
So I love that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. It's and that right there
right.
is that pool of energy that I'm talking about. Like when you set your intention and you're like, okay, I feel this vision. I see this vision. I feel this passion. I
right.
feel this fire. I'm gonna make that happen. There's no way that like you can do that without letting this fucking wholeness of you through. Do you know what I mean? Like
right.
Like. Dude, like, you can tell, like, when a person walks in a room, it's like, you know, it's like a freight train, you know, of energy, like, you know, Mary, Diana, like, when you guys, like, you guys are powerful people, you know, like, when you walk into a room, it's like, oh, like, I want to talk to these people, you know, but then there's other people sometimes that don't really know who they are.
Right, right.
Right. And you can walk into a room and notice that they're compensating, or they're trying to do something that is outside of themselves
right.
for an insecurity. And it's like, you know, you're not going to judge them, but you're like, you don't need to do that. You know,
exactly.
you can just, that's, you know, that's that differentiation between, you know, it's like, it's okay to be who, it's okay to open that up, you
right.
know, don't
right.
be afraid. Don't be afraid. And that's what you guys do. Mary O,
yes.
what do we have lined up? What's coming up for us?
Okay. Oh, you know what? I have quite a few things lined up.
I know that.
I'm doing a fashion show.
Okay.
I haven't set a date for it, but I believe it's going to be pretty soon. Probably the next month and a half.
Okay.
We're going to do a fashion show that's going to be like socially, I don't know. It's going to have like a social symbolism to the fashion.
Hi. Can anybody attend?
Yeah, of course anyone can attend.
And where can
you
can
find that information on our website.
HouseOfMVT.com.
Yes.
HouseOfMVT.com.
So yeah, we post all our events on our website. That one's not up yet, but if you check with us in about a week, it'll be up. So remember that, HouseOfMVT.com. We also have, what else do we have? We're doing a short film called We'll Work for Clothes.
Yeah.
And we're writing.
We'll Work for
Yeah, that's the brand, because ultimately that's all I'm doing, you know, is
love
I'm working
it.
For clothes, and that's how this business started, is
I
because I worked to buy clothes. So right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make some money off of this. I'm going to not keep all these clothes and buy some and sell some. So right. That's coming up. And let's see, what else is coming up? That's all I can think of off the top of my head right now. It's the film and the fashion show.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? We actually have a caller on the air.
What? We do?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Let's go to him.
Hello, we are live on the air. You've just tuned in with us on the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Dave, this is Shireen. How are you?
What's up, Shireen? How are we doing today?
Good. I love you.
I love you. Thank you for calling in. We got Mary O in the studio. We got Diana in the studio. What could we talk to you about today, Shireen?
Well, I wanted to ask your guests maybe if they could give me some advice about a company that I have been working on for about 6 months. It's not a little company yet, but it's an idea.
Okay.
And it's a website almost. And I have designs, so
it's going to be a website, right?
I think so. But okay. I have it's clothing. It's more T-shirts and workout. Everybody wants to do that, I know.
Right.
But more. I'm very spiritual. That's why I listen to Davey.
Yes.
But it's about what I have on my T-shirts is for everybody.
Okay.
Awesome. And it is positive affirmations.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That apply to them. So, you know, they can pick from, I have 8 different designs. I have 8 different affirmations. So, for instance, if, you know, someone needed more money.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
The t-shirt
would say, I am financially abundant. And able to create that in my life.
I think, before you go on, I think that that's amazing business because, for one, people love T-shirts with words.
Yeah.
We love to buy just T-shirts that say things. And I think that we need more positive things out there being manifested.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of people are on that right now, that whole positivity manifestation, The Secret, that whole, you know, trend. Hopefully it isn't a trend. Hopefully it's forever, but right now people are on it more than ever. So I think that's great. I think you should definitely go for whatever you have to do to get that started. Don't tell too many other people about it and go ahead and launch that.
Yeah.
So wait, what's your question, though, as far as, like, where are you at in the developmental stages? Because, you know, yes, we understand that you are very creative and it's a great idea. Now, what makes us and separates us is the action part. So what's stopping you from, or where you're at in the developmental process so we can better kind of give you that first step?
I think, first of all, this is embarrassing, but
no, don't
it's the
worry.
Cash outlay that I need to create a minimum order of my shirts.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah, that I understand that. I'm kind of in that same stage.
However, I think most people are in that stage.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed about. Be authentic, and you know what? We got your back, you know? You want to talk about it? You know,
she said the problem is money. Is that what she basically said?
The whole selling,
okay,
right?
I think
like
that
you have to buy in bulk.
I think,
yeah, there's like a minimum order.
I know there's plenty of people that you don't have to just buy. Like, are you in Los Angeles? Are you in California? So you can go downtown LA. You can go to downtown LA and buy 20 for 50 cents.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and start off that way, or 50 for 50 cents and start off that way. They have these outlets downtown that you can find these T-shirts, great quality. And do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't stop just because one door closes. You go in through the back door and side door.
You find possibilities.
So, go downtown. Go downtown, get it started. You will be able to find what you need downtown. And the further you go into downtown, the cheaper it gets. So when you first get into downtown, you know, it's not as cheap. But the further out you go, so you just kind of go on the outskirts and you know, find the T-shirts you need to get started and go ahead with that before somebody else steals it and doesn't. You're saying, oh, man, I had that idea. idea first, right. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
thank you.
I actually want to add one more thing to that. Oh, go ahead. Did you want to say something?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I just want to share something with you. And in addition mm-hmm. to that, okay, that's one action step you can take and you can put on your list. Another thing is, you know, you can always create workability. That's something that I'm teaching my crew, Urban Influence, who I manage, I coach, and I mentor. I'm teaching them the same things and principles that you're questioning about. And, you know, go mm-hmm. talk to the people. This is a fantastic idea. Now, it all depends on the way you work. If you really, you know, trust yourself, which I hope you do, because that's what this business is all about. It's your business. It's about you growing and being solid and all mm-hmm. of that. But really creating the possibility with other entrepreneurs, you see, because in business, it's not just about the money. That people get it all wrong. It's about the relationship.
Right. Absolutely right.
That's real
Absolutely.
Talk. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
my mm-hmm. lady, you know, if you have a reputation like Mary, I'm here supporting Mary. I'm supporting Dave because I know that these are people that I can count on. These are quality people that will and are of the greater good of the people that
you're quality people, Diana.
You know, so what I'm saying is, if you are a woman of your word, which that's integral in business, that's the most important part, then go and speak and you know, practice also. If you get nervous practicing speaking, it's okay. Guess what? We are all working to grow and like learn who
yes,
we are. So
yes.
be gentle with yourself, like while you're doing that as well.
Be gentle with yourself.
Right. And love yourself.
No,
honestly, that takes work, and that's the beautiful part of having and starting your business. So I really. I'm so happy you called. That's so fantastic.
One more thing before we go, I just want to say to you mm-hmm. that Diana touched on is with any business, long as you believe it, it doesn't matter who does not believe. But
yes.
you have to really, truly, 150% believe that it will work.
That's awesome.
If you have any doubt, then that those doubts will creep in and destroy you. But if you really believe, then that's all mm-hmm. it takes. That's all it's about is believing in yourself.
I agree. It seems like I'm always the one in my family who has to, like, be strongest.
Right.
Ever since I was young, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I always used to say things to people like, you can do it, you know, you're so smart. Or, you know, you can have anything you want. Don't let anybody hold you back.
That's awesome,
or stereotype
Sheree.
You know? So I kind of thought about this and meditated on it, and I thought, oh my gosh, people could be hearing this all the time and hearing it
right.
and learning it if they could put it on their bodies and show other people.
Yes.
Yes.
And this
it's
is,
true.
You know, it's
that's
possible.
Awesome.
I so believe it.
And do it. You know, that's the commonality, I got to say, going deeper into, like, our more, you know, intimate levels of ourselves. You know, with families, like, I know that Mary and I and Davey, we are that for our families as well.
Yeah.
We are the leaders.
Yeah.
So be comfortable in your own, you know, knowing of who you are, and that's really what the era that we're at. We're in the era of the independent, the era of the community, of the unity, of the now, of the action, of the healthy, the wellness. You know, it goes beyond, and we can go on and on. You know,
yes.
like, there's a lot going on.
Sure.
But, however, you're on the right track. Just don't doubt yourself. Surround yourself with the people that support that. Like, find your community, find your tribe, and like you said, you're spiritual. So tune in to that vibration, that frequency, however that is for you, whether you pray for it. You ask, you know, the art of mm-hmm. business is asking.
Yeah,
like you just asked. Do you know, you're very powerful. You know, you ask and look, you're getting all these things. So continue on your path with, like, courage and, you know, you have your soldiers with you. You have your soul soldiers with you. I have them. I'm always carrying the light with me, you know, and that, it makes you stronger. So continue on your path. That's so awesome, Shireen.
Thank you so much,
That's
guys.
Awesome.
I just and about manifestation, you know, I so believe in it. I saw it for so long in my mind. It started in my mind.
Well, that's where they all start. That's where everything starts. It doesn't start anywhere else, but in your mind.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you know me. I'm all about the heart intelligence, though, too. You know, so it does start with the heart.
Yeah.
That's the passion. That's the fire.
Right, right.
And that's what it will always be real. The mind will always
The mind will give you the visual.
Yes, the visual, exactly. So
mm-hmm.
let's have those distinctions in alignment, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a powerful group of people. Shireen, thank you so much for calling in. I really can't thank you enough. I really appreciate your vibration. I appreciate your energy. And more than anything, I appreciate your willingness to follow your dreams and your highest excitement.
Congrats. Oh,
thank you, David. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary, also.
Yeah, Shireen, go for it. Please do it.
Diana, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We need you. So come on, sister. Like, get on it.
Okay.
And you'll find it. You know, don't worry. Oh, one more thing. Be very patient also.
Yes.
Because,
okay.
You know, very patient. We go through these levels of growth and stuff. And that, I know, has been the hardest one for me. But, hey, once you cross that bridge, you know,
right.
Okay, do me a favor also to get your mind healthy and like strong. I have the Urban Influence Crew reading The Dream Giver. I'm not sure who the author is. Please grab that book. That's going to explain to you the process, how it is a process. So you're on the right path.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Dee, you're just so inspirational. You're just the best. Shireen, I really, really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. And we always send you love, light, happiness, and high vibrations from our hearts to yours.
Thanks, Davey.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Shireen.
Okay, looking
forward to those positive affirmation shirts, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
Beautiful. I just love our callers. Thank you so much. And if you want to email us, you can also do that. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. If you've just tuned in with us, you're a little late. I'm just messing. You're never too late to get on a high vibe. If you've just tuned in with us, we got Mary O in the studio. She is just such an awesome person. She's, man, like, where do we even start? Stylist, entrepreneur, interior designer. We got, like, she's
motivational
speaker.
Inspiration, like, art. Like,
MVT. Check this out, guys. Houseofmvt.com. If you've just tuned into the show, we're just going to ask you to check out houseofmvt.com. It's going to explain everything you need to know. Also, you got to check out mybrations.com.
Well, actually, you know, my website's being built, so
So
it's not going to be on the... But Google me.
Google Mybrations.
Yeah, because you'll find my wellness days that I've done and also the Instagram and all that stuff.
Love that stuff. Wellness, it's all about good vibes, happiness, high vibrations, spreading that good shit.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. No, you know what? I'm just so blessed. I love all the people that we get to gravitate to. Mary, you're just so awesome. I just love everything that you're doing for everybody, for yourself, first and foremost. I love everything you're doing for yourself, but I love everything that you're doing for everybody else. You are, okay, this is, no. On the Vibration Station, we always talk about the power of being in alignment, right?
Right.
The power of being, you know, that wholeness, the power of following your excitement and not giving a shit who says what and just being like, you know what? I don't care what my bank account says. I don't care what, like, my friends say. I'm just going to do this, right? But, Mary, the fact that you are following your highest excitement is the most influential thing that you could do for everybody else around you, right? Because they see that and they gravitate to that and they want to be that. They want to be as comfortable with themselves as you are with yourself.
I think people see it as confidence, maybe, because you have to have, like, I don't know, balls to go out and to quit your job, leave stability, and say, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going for it.
Yes.
And so they see that and they want that in themselves, because we all in this lifetime just want happiness.
Yes.
And so many people work a job and are so unhappy at their job, and they're there most of their lives. If they're there 8 hours a day and it takes them 30 minutes to get there, 30 minutes to get home, that's 9 hours of their day. And so many of us take our jobs home with us. And so they want that freedom. And it's funny, because sometimes I forget how much freedom I have. Sometimes I forget getting caught up in the everyday hustle of being a business owner and entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's a struggle and it's a grind every single day. And you'll work harder for yourself than you ever work for anyone else. So it's way more work. And so sometimes you kind of forget about that freedom that you get working for yourself. And, you know, you just have to remind yourself of, for me, I have to remind myself of actually how much fun I'm actually having. Because sometimes I forget and just get so caught up and overwhelmed by everything else, just by life itself.
Right. You know? It's easy to. And that's a really powerful thing that you can take a step back and say, wait a minute, I am, like, living the dopest life.
Right, I have to do that to myself all the time because, you know, just life and things that happen throughout life, you know, life happens without notice. Yes. It doesn't say, you know, get ready because your rent's about to go up, or get ready because your car's about to get towed tomorrow, so put that money to the side. You know, you don't get those types of warnings with life. So you can really get caught up in life and forget about how beautiful everything is. And I try to, you know, remind myself of that and why I'm doing it, because it's very hard. And that's why lots of people don't have their own business, because it's easier to just quit. Yeah. Because it's just so difficult to fight throughout all the obstacles that, you know, running your own business comes with.
But it's
definitely worth it.
Right.
You know, as soon as I took an interior design job recently. And so I worked for someone else. And normally I'm just, you know, I have the last say so in everything that I do. But this time I didn't, because I worked for someone else and I didn't really like it.
Right.
You know,
totally.
I couldn't be as creatively free as I would like to, because they had their own, what they wanted, what their taste was, you know, which my taste was different from their taste, you know?
Yeah.
And that reminded me of how free I actually am and how I have the last say so over every creative project that I do and everything that I do in my life. Is I have that say so. And so it made me appreciate what I do have even more, you know?
That's cool. And even those brief moments where you don't have that say-so, the value of contrast, you know what I mean? The value of being what you just said, the value of being like, wait, I really do appreciate, like, my ability to have the final calls and, like, do whatever the fuck I want and still get compensated for it in the way that I feel like I should be.
Exactly.
Mario, you're living the life, you know, and it's only getting better. It's only getting better. I got a question for you. I feel like this is a pretty powerful question.
Okay.
Who was your influence?
You know, I wouldn't say that I had an influence.
Okay.
What I would say is more of a motivation.
That's cool.
You know, and I would say that's my mom, dude. She's like the strongest woman I know.
That's awesome.
And, like, I just want to give her, like, a happy, comfortable life where she's financially free of worry.
Yes.
You know, my sister told me the other day, and it was, like, very powerful. My car got towed the other day. And so I was, like, really upset about that.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And it got towed illegally, by the way, guys. It was not my fault.
What?
Yeah, Mary's the truth, dude.
Yeah. And so I was upset about that. And she said to me, Mary, you cannot be upset about things that can be fixed financially. You'll be worried about the things that only God can fix. I said, well, you're right. I guess I can't worry about this no more, you know? Wow. And I think that that's very true. You know, like, when I think about, like, my sister, she just beat cancer. And that was something that, for me, like, God fixed that. You know, that's something I can be worried about. But things that are, like, your car being towed and things like that is going to cost you money, you can't worry about the things that money can fix. Yeah. There's so many bigger things if you're going to be worried about something.
Yes.
You know?
Wow, Mary. That's wisdom right there. You know, that's... I see the owl flying over.
Oh,
right,
man.
Now.
Cut it out.
No, dude. That's crazy, though.
That's crazy.
But,
yeah, so...
Wow.
I'm trying to think as far as, like...
Your sister's powerful, too. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
She really is.
That's awesome.
I'm just trying to think about, like, where did I get this, far as, like, with the store and going after, like, this whole dream of mine. I think where it really came from was, to be honest with everybody right now, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought that I was too good at clothes and fashion not to be successful. You know,
yes,
I had that belief.
Yes.
And I had that confidence to say, I'm just too good at this for my store not to be successful.
Right.
And that is what that's what motivated me to go after it, just because I just really believe that, and I really believe that now. Like, I'm just too good at, like, just naturally knowing patterns and colors and what complements this or that to not have a business at it and be successful, you know?
And she's really good at it, you know? Like,
I think...
For sure.
So, yeah, I think that that's pretty much the bottom line, you know? I'm not really... I'm working on being better with organization, which is the other half of business. The creative is one half, but the organization is the more important half, you know? So.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's an equal trade, Mario.
Would you say that?
I got to. Because, hey, you could have all the organization in the world, but if you ain't got 50% of that creativity... Their story.
I guess I would agree with that.
You know.
But they're equally as important.
They are.
Yeah.
They're equally as important.
You know? They absolutely are.
Lots of times with artists, we're just so creative, we don't have that organization, you know, side to us.
Absolutely.
And that's the most important.
I think it's developed, though. You know,
it is developed.
Like, you just said something earlier today when you were like, you know, to tell you the truth about you just discovering your artistry and how that was. And I got to say that happened to me as well. When you take that leap of faith, like, you kind of go through some stuff, like, to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Super
definitely.
Powerful.
But the way and the way Mary does it is just amazing. Davey, you got to go to one of her events. You know, you
yeah, I absolutely will. I absolutely will. Where can we let people know? So, houseofmvt.com, right?
Yeah, you can visit us at houseofmvt.com, or you can actually come to the store. We're right in Los Angeles.
Where's that at?
East Hollywood. We're right on Melrose and Heliotrope.
That's awesome. You guys are on Melrose.
Yeah.
4306.
Melrose. So come check us out. We're open 7 days a week.
That's awesome.
And around Mary, there's like a lot of things.
Yeah,
that
there's
you can
a
do.
Cool. It's actually a cool pocket of boutiques. Like the coolest vintage eyewear, which is Cat Eye. There's another
lingerie
for custom for big breast women. So
that's
really
nice.
Sexy, really sexy.
Yeah, there's a Shampoolio. Really cool barbershop, Shampoolio. Yeah, so it's just He's a community famous. of cool shops. Bike Orange 20, this huge bike shop. So you
barber
don't just when you come
course.
To Hellmill, you can come visit us all. We're all there.
Yeah, that's so tight. I love it. I'm just checking out your site right now. It's awesome. You guys got to go to houseofmvt.com. Check out their Instagram. That's awesome.
She does parties.
I was like,
events,
free the nipple.
Like that.
That's
what you saw that.
That's what I'm laughing at.
Yeah,
that's great.
Someone has free the nipple. This big sign out, and I took a photo of it. Like, has anyone else saw this? Is it just me?
That's good.
But it's dope. Free the nipple, man.
Free the nipple. Right. We were talking about, you know, bras for big breasted women. We're talking whipping. What is this? Women.
Right.
Whip,
free the nipple.
Free the nipple. Okay.
Let's get liberated.
Let's get liberated. Wow.
In a healthy way, though, you know what I mean?
Because
we've been liberated in a way that's just not happening.
That we don't need liberals to liberate us, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We don't need them liberals. All we need is each other. Everyone's so worried about, who's voting for who?
Right.
You know the only vote that matters? You know that you've already casted the most important, the most powerful, important, influential vote before you ever punch a hole through any card? Do you know that? Do you know that? You could punch a million holes through a million different cards, and, you know, if people think one way, it's still going to be that way.
Right.
It's a collective in it. So stop trying to punch holes in cards and just focus on what you want. You know what I mean? That's my two cents.
My two cents with Davey.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So, I mean, I guess I gotta say I learned a lot from you, Mario. Definitely, you're an awesome person. I'm so stoked to see where MVT is going to be within the next 6 months, within the next year, within the next 5 years. You always got a spot in our hearts here at the Vibration Station. You got to know that. And
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on. And I mean, guys, when you I'm just checking out the online shop right now. I could only imagine what the shop on Melrose is like. If you guys check it out, they have women's apparel, they have men's apparel. They got the events lined up. They got gallery. The thing that I love about MVT more than anything, well, as everything about it, but the biggest
the biggest aspect is that it's for the expression of true self. It's for the expression of loving who you are and following that dream and not letting anybody get in the way of that. Mary-O, thank you so much for coming on the show. Diana, thank you so much for coming in the studio. We love you guys so much. HouseofMVT.com.
Yeah. Mary-O.
Mary-O. Mary-O. We love you, sister. Thank you so much for coming in the studio with us. Your energy is amazing. Your vibration so high. Thank you so much. This is The Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Make sure to check us out on Twitter. Follow us, Good Vibes Station, at Good Vibes Station. Always sending you love, light, happiness, and high vibrations from our hearts to yours. We'll see you next Sunday. Always love. Selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.